You're going to listen to a tour guide on an island in Western Australia. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 8 with the sentence endings A to K. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hello, my name is Alan, and I'm a guide at Rottnest Island. It's off the coast of Western Australia, 20 kilometres, and it's a beautiful, beautiful island with lots of wonderful beaches and bays. They're all very, very different from each other. Rottnest Island has an animal that's unique to Rottnest itself. It's called a quokka. It's a little kangaroo type of animal, a beautiful animal about 40 centimetres high, usually when they are fully grown. And they have their baby in a pouch. Also on Rottnest Island, there is a 9.2-inch gun from World War II. There are only two in the world that you can visit. One is in Gibraltar, the other one is on Rottnest Island. It was brought there to protect Fremantle Harbour, a very, very important harbour. It was the submarine base for the Americans, the British and the Dutch. Rottnest Island is not allowed to have any permanent residents. It is an A-class reserve, and the people that live on the island are the ones, the only ones, that work after the hours that the ferry runs. So anybody who works past those hours or before the first ferry arrives can live on the island only for the period of work. So their house is given to them, and they are usually paid for by the businesses that employ them. Rottnest Island used to have an Aboriginal prison. While it was there, there were 7,000 prisoners, and during that time, 10% of them died, so 700 were buried. There was a campground, and it was on the burial site. It was not known that it was the burial site until they wanted to do some renovations. When they dug, they discovered a body, so we think that when the prisoners died, the Aboriginals were allowed to bury their own, and they had their own place to bury them. And I don't think the guards actually knew where this site was. So now it's reserved as a proper burial site for them. The prison does not exist anymore and has been used for accommodation. It has been taken back and it's going to become a museum. Rottnest is an A-class reserve. It's very environmental. There's no cars on the island. Well, at least there's no cars allowed by private people. Only things like the rubbish truck, delivery truck and the bus are allowed to actually operate on the island. Of course, the ranger as well, but most people travel around on bicycles or walking. Snorkeling at the beach is fantastic. There's so much coral, so many fish to see. It's really a lovely place to go snorkeling. Swimming is beautiful because the weather is usually lovely and warm, and the water so fresh and clear. It's a paradise, really. We also have a lighthouse which we take people up. People would need to have a guide to go with them because the lighthouse is still operating. So we can't let people go on their own because there might be some damage done. So we take them up. And the view from there is spectacular. You can see the city 20 kilometres across the ocean. So if you ever get to Western Australia, be sure to visit Rottnest Island. It's unique and very, very special. Hello, my name is Alan, and I'm a guide at Rottnest Island. It's off the coast of Western Australia, 20 kilometres, and it's a beautiful, beautiful island with lots of wonderful beaches and bays. They're all very, very different from each other. Rottnest Island has an animal that's unique to Rottnest itself. It's called a quokka. It's a little kangaroo type of animal, a beautiful animal about 40 centimetres high, usually when they are fully grown, and they have their baby in a pouch. Also on Rottnest Island, there is a 9.2-inch gun from World War II. There are only two in the world that you can visit. One is in Gibraltar, the other one is on Rottnest Island. It was brought there to protect Fremantle Harbour, a very, very important harbour. It was the submarine base for the Americans, the British and the Dutch. Rottnest Island is not allowed to have any permanent residents. It is an A-class reserve, and the people that live on the island are the ones, the only ones, that work after the hours that the ferry runs. So anybody who works past those hours or before the first ferry arrives can live on the island only for the period of work. So their house is given to them, and they are usually paid for by the businesses that employ them. Rottnest Island used to have an Aboriginal prison. While it was there, there were 7,000 prisoners, and during that time, 10% of them died, so 700 were buried. There was a campground, and it was on the burial site. It was not known that it was the burial site until they wanted to do some renovations. When they dug, they discovered a body, so we think that when the prisoners died, the Aboriginals were allowed to bury their own, and they had their own place to bury them. And I don't think the guards actually knew where this site was. So now it's reserved as a proper burial site for them. The prison does not exist anymore and has been used for accommodation. It has been taken back and it's going to become a museum. Rottnest is an A-class reserve. It's very environmental. There's no cars on the island. Well, at least there's no cars allowed by private people. Only things like the rubbish truck, delivery truck and the bus are allowed to actually operate on the island. Of course, the ranger as well, but most people travel around on bicycles or walking. Snorkeling at the beach is fantastic. There's so much coral, so many fish to see. It's really a lovely place to go snorkeling. Swimming is beautiful because the weather is usually lovely and warm, and the water so fresh and clear. It's a paradise, really. We also have a lighthouse which we take people up. People would need to have a guide to go with them because the lighthouse is still operating. So we can't let people go on their own because there might be some damage done. So we take them up. And the view from there is spectacular. You can see the city 20 kilometres across the ocean. So if you ever get to Western Australia, be sure to visit Rottnest Island. It's unique and very, very special.